You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Sa isang pag-aaral na binuo sa may mahigit sa 330,000 katao, napag-alaman na mayroong kaugnayan ang maluhang depression sa ilang uri ng sakit. Ayon sa mga doktor, maaaring makatulong ang kaalamang ito sa mas mahusay na paggamot sa kapwa mental at pisikal na sakit. Ang detalye sa ulat ni Greg Diet na isinalaysay sa wikang Filipino. Sa pag-aaral ng Australian Centre for Precision Health sa Universidad ng South Australia, napag-alaman ang kaugnayan ng malalang depression sa ilang uri ng mga sakit. Ayon kay Professor Elena Hupapin, sa datos mula 330 katao, nakita na ang depression ay maaaring maging sanhi ng sakit sa puso, baga at tiyan o respiratory, heart at digestive disease.
So our study suggested that people with depression will have about 30% higher risk of cardiovascular disease, while the risk of asthma was increased by 23%.
Anya, sa ilang mga pagkakataon, maaaring simple lamang ang dahilan sa naging kaugnayan.
We believe that it may be as simple as people who are affected by depression are not having the energy or do not take care of their healthy lifestyles and their diet, maybe the same way as would be optimal for cardiovascular risk prediction. So it simply means that there is a need to pay attention to these healthy lifestyles even in the context of depression.
Si Professor Malcolm Hopwood naman ang dating nanungkulang pangulo ng Royal Australian and New Zealand College of Psychiatrists. Anya, ang malalang depression ay matagal nang nakilalang may kaugnayan sa mas mataas na panganib sa ilang mga sakit tulad ng mga nabanggit at naitangi sa nasabing pag-aaral. Anya, ang pag-aaral na ito ay nagbukas ng daan sa kaugnayan sa pagitan ng lahi o genetics ng malalang depression at mas pinataas na panganib ng mga sakit na pisikal.
Looking at things at the level of the genetic risk score for depression opens up the possibility that genes that increase your risk for depression may be relevant to your risk for other disorders. Saying that in fact, problems throughout your body, including depression, may all have a common genetic component. And that's a really interesting new way of thinking about this overlap.
Sinabi pa ni Professor Hopwood na ang pag-aaral ay maaaring maging basihan upang bumuo ng strategiya at hakbang upang masiguro para sa mas pinahusay na paggamot at epektibong paggamot sa kapwa mental at pisikal na karamdaman at kondisyon.
The end point we're looking for here is better treatment of both depression and its related physical problems. That's what we want to achieve. And to do that, we need to understand how genetic risk and association between diseases actually boils down to mechanisms in the body. What are the pathways and mechanisms in the body that offer us a chance to intervene and to change this relationship? And this research points us in a new direction, but certainly doesn't give us all the answers.
Yan ang tinig ni Professor Malcolm Hopwood, ang dating nanungkulang pangulo ng Royal Australian and New Zealand College of Psychiatrists. Samantala, sinabi naman ng psychiatrist na si Patrick McGorry mula University of Melbourne na may isa pang nailimbag na pag-aaral nitong taon sa Estados Unidos na itinangi ang kahalagahan ng kapwa mental at pisikal na kalusugan at kapwa paggamot sa dalawang ito. Ani Professor McGorry, sa pag-aaral na pag-alaman na may ilang pagkakataon na may ilang mga nakaparehong mga natatanging grupo ang nasa banta o panganib ng seryo ng malalang mental at sakit na pisikal.
The article was making the point we should really focus on expert and intensive treatment in a holistic way of young people who are presenting with mental ill health, because 75% of mental illnesses appear before the age of 25. If we focus on those young people, treat them really well for their mental illness and make sure their physical health is tackled in a preventive way, will really reduce the burden of both physical and mental illness over the lifespan. And this research here makes the same point, I think.
Dagdag pa ni Professor Patrick McGorry mula University of Melbourne na paminsay hindi gaanong binibigyan ng sapat na atensyon ang pisikal na kalusugan sa mga taong ginagamot para sa mental illness.
I think there's a blind spot in doctors for the physical health needs of people with mental illness, and that's one of the reasons they die 15 to 20 years earlier than everybody else. I think it's been a failure in medical research as well. People researching cardiovascular disease and cancer have not actually recognized mental illness as a major risk factor for these problems as well.
sbs.com.au